Marianne Quinton doesn't know if she'll have to find another place to live. Right now, she lives in a supportive home in Fall Creek Place, where she is able to manage her severe depression.
And know that I'm safe, know that everything's okay, know that these people don't judge me, that we're just trying to manage our lives, and these people help us.
The rehabbed home with 16 residents is run by Regina Allen. She operates several properties in Indianapolis through her nonprofit Project Safe Haven. Her clients have difficulty living independently because of various mental health issues, and many are referred to her by hospitals, domestic violence shelters, and prisons.
We take care of them people. We do everything for them people. At the end of the day, they have mental health issues, and they don't have no control of the way they be, but we have control. We give them their medicine. We make sure they eat. We make sure they got a roof over our head. They're not running around in them streets.
But that's what neighbors claimed at a rezoning hearing earlier this year, that some residents were outside loitering, disturbing the peace, urinating in public, and littering. Allen admits when they first moved to the house, a few men who lived there were disruptive, but they were moved out, and since then, the women have not caused any problems.
All this time, they just trying to judge us and make us look like we really bad. And then to top it off, going to tell me that I don't know what I'm doing, and I've been doing this for 13 years, taking care of people. None of them don't have no idea what we do for them people.
Allen helps about 50 people at her homes across Indianapolis. It's hard to estimate how many similar supportive housing units the city has. Most are private and include group and boarding homes, recovery housing, and transitional units. Allen says she receives a constant stream of requests, and that's why she took in more residents. She now has 16 people living in the home. She submitted a variance request to approve that, but the zoning board denied it. Allen's lawyer, Russell Sipes, says neighbor testimony against the home at the zoning meeting may have influenced that decision. He disagrees with the ruling.
You can't and shouldn't stop people from raising concerns before the zoning commissions. But those entities only operate within the ordinance they've got. And the ordinance, I think, is the problem here.
Sipes says the policy doesn't account for all forms of supportive housing, and the ordinance is narrow.
There are provisions for transitional housing, there are provisions for group homes, and there are provisions for boarding homes. And none of those fit squarely what's really happening with facilities like this one.
Representatives from the city say the code is flexible, and people can ask the board to make exceptions. People can also get online training to help them present their cases. For example, the city recommends petitioners engage and educate neighbors to begin with.
All this stigma and judgment and misinformation.
That's Executive Director of Overdose Lifeline, Justin Phillips. The same month Allen lost her bid to take in more residents in Fall Creek, Phillips won her request to open a recovery home in Meridian Kessler. Neighbors also protest the recovering housing at a zoning hearing, saying residents would have a hard time resisting the temptation of local bars and that medication-assisted treatment in the home would bring crime. Phillips says that judgment worries her.
The concern that I have for these women that we're going to bring into the home and how they will be treated when they walk outside and step onto the sidewalk.
Unlike some other petitioners, Phillips was ready to navigate the policy hurdles. She's also well known. Her nonprofit Overdose Lifeline leads statewide efforts to reduce stigma and harm. She anticipated challenges. Phillips says more needs to be done and that people keep telling her.
You know, women are dying on the waiting list, Justin, and that there just are not any beds. We need this house, so.
In Fall Creek Place, the city cited Regina Allen for having 16 residents without approval. She did not want to ask half of them to go because they have nowhere to go, so she has requested a new hearing. I'm Jill Sheridan, WFYI News.